Welcome to today's market report.
The GBP-USD pair extended its sideways consolidated price action and had a rather muted reaction to the UK consumer inflation figures this morning. The pair continued with its struggle to find acceptance above the 129 mark and witnessed a modest intraday pullback today, albeit lacked any follow-through and remained well within the previous day's trading range. Growing market fears over no-deal Brexit held the GBP bulls on the defensive and capped the GBP-USD pair's recent recovery move from seven-week lows. Investors are expecting another £40 billion to be added to the £745 billion bond buying programme in November by the Bank of England tomorrow. That's when updated economic projections will be published, and just weeks before the end of the UK's transition period for leaving the EU. While a rate cut probably won't be the BOE's first choice, money markets are pricing in a reduction as early as February. Economists say the main rate could fall to minus 0.5% if Britain fails to strike a deal with the EU. The cliff is the end of the government's furlough scheme on 31st of October. Many governments in the rest of Europe have extended their own programmes, but the UK insists that businesses must adjust to the post-COVID economy. Eurodollar is still seen between 117.50 and 119.20 in the near term, possibly tracking a continued rally in China's yuan. Big gains may remain elusive in Europe on caution ahead of Fed's rate decision. The pair is currently trading mostly unchanged on the day at 118.48, having hit a low of 118.29 early today. Nonetheless, the selling pressure of the euro weakened, allowing recovery after the People's Bank of China's decision to raise the daily yuan fix by most in 5 months triggered broad-based US dollar selling. The dollar index was down 0.03% to 93.085. This is today's market news. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.